I once heard a writer say that fame is a spot on the tip of your nose. Everyone sees it, except you.
Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little effort every day, you will make a big difference. 今天早读来自短视频 Who are you?I once heard a writer say that fame is a spot on the tip of your nose. Everyone sees it except you. 我曾经听过一位作家讲到，名气是你鼻尖上的一个点，每个人都能看到，除了你自己。我们再用美音来读一下这句话。I once heard a writer say that fame is a spot on the tip of your nose. Everyone sees it except you. 首先我们来做英音的语音讲解。我们来看前半句 I once heard a writer say that fame is a spot on the tip of your nose 我们来看这个小的半句呢我们可以在中间停顿一次就是在 say 的后面停顿我曾经听过一位作家说的内容的前面可以停顿一下那么这里 once 和 heard 这两个词呢可以做 H 音的击穿 once heard 听起来呢很像一个 third 这样的音 once heardWe listen to the original, he probably did the H in the 击穿 I once heard. 那让我们也完全可以不做击穿，而是分开来读 I once heard. 我们要知道 H in 击穿这条语音的规则，并不一定非要用到我们说的过程之中哈。更大的意义是在于我们听的时候能够辨认得出来它是哪两个词。I once heard a writer say. 后面停顿。That 若读成 that fame is a spot. Spot 这个词，我们注意字母 p 在这个位置，一般呢会读成一个不送气的 b 的音 spot， 而不是读成 spot。这个发音的后面的清辅音呢，一般做不送气处理，所以不是 spot， 而是 spot。Spot on the tip of your nose, tip of your.注意虚词的弱读 On the tip of your nose 重读呢分别在 tip 和 nose 上面其他的词都做弱读所以节奏感呢应该是哒哒哒哒哒哒 On the tip of your nose 快一点就是 On the tip of your nose 哒哒哒哒哒哒 On the tip of your nose 那注意 nose 这个词末尾呢读成浊辅音的 z nose 不要读成了 nose后面的 everyone sees it, sees 和 it 之间连读 sees it. 我们还要知道呢 ,see 这个词后面加的 s 应该读浊辅音 sees, 浊辅音后面加的音还读浊辅音所以读成 sees. 再和后面的 it 连读就是 sees it. Everyone sees it, except you.这里 except you 之间可以做同化 except you 也可以不做同化重读 you 读法并不是唯一固定的好我们来用非常慢的速度用英音来读一下这句话 I once heard a writer say that fame is a spot on the tip of your nose everyone sees it except youWe look at the sound. I once heard, 这里 once 和 heard 之间做 H 音击穿呢就是 once heard, third. 那不击穿呢就是 I once heard. I once heard a writer say. 后面停顿。The fame, that, 若读成 that, 没不略掉。The fame is a spot on the tip of your nose. 这几个词之间呢几乎都有连读哈我们要注意。Fame is a spot on the tip of your nose. 同样注意一群的节奏感。A spot on the tip of your nose. 哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。A spot on the tip of your nose. A spot on the tip of your nose. 后面半句 Everyone sees it. Everyone sees it. 辅音连读 sees it, sees it. 后面 except you, except you, 最后的 you 做重读，这样就和前面的 except 不做连读了。Except you. 好，我们来用非常慢的速度用美音来读一下这句话。I once heard a writer say that fame is a spot on the tip of your nose. Everyone sees it, except you.发音部分我们就讲到这儿了，我们来看这句话的意思。首先我们来看这句话打首的一个句式， I once heard a writer say that， 我曾经听过一位作家讲到什么什么。那这其实是我们可以拿来就用到生活之中的一个小的句式哈，我们可以把 writer 替换成其他的词，比如说 I once heard a celebrity say that， I once heard a poem say thatI once heard a philosopher say that. 我曾经听到过谁谁谁谁谁说过什么什么样的话。我们下面来听一个原声例句。我曾经听一位心理学家讲过，做一名青少年的父母是最难的任务。
I once heard a psychologist say that being a parent of a teen was the most difficult task of life. I once heard a psychologist say that being a parent of a teen was the most difficult task of life.I once heard a psychologist say that being a parent of a teen was the most difficult task of life.
I once heard a psychologist say that being a parent of a teen was the most difficult task of life. 其中就用到了 I once heard a 什么什么 say. 我曾经听到过谁谁谁说过什么什么样的话。他说过什么话呢？ Fame is a spot on the tip of your nose. Fame 做名词表名气或声望。比如说他16岁的时候就一举成名，成为了一名歌手。She first rose to fame as a singer at the age of 16. Rise to fame, 一举成名。为了追逐名利，他移居到了伦敦。He moved to London in search of fame and fortune. 那后面呢，讲到 fame is a spot, 是一个点 on the tip of your nose, 在你鼻尖上的一个点。On the tip of your nose, 在你的鼻尖处。Tip 表示尖。那在其他的词料之中呢，也会出现这个 tip。比如说 ,the tip of tongue, 就是在舌尖上，舌尖的这个位置啊，它也有抽象的含义，表示话到嘴边呼之欲出。比如说它的名字就在我的嘴边，就是想不出来，请给我一分钟，我一定会想起来的。我们就可以说 ,her name is on the tip of my tongue.他的名字就在嘴边上了，就是想不起来。Just give me a minute, I'll remember it. 我们再来看下面的这个原声例句。我认为这就是机会所在，因为对话已经呼之欲出了。
I think that's where the opportunity lies, is because that conversation's on the tip of the tongue. I think that's where the opportunity lies, is because that conversation's on the tip of the tongue. I think that's where the opportunity lies, is because that conversation's on the tip of the tongue.
I think that's where the opportunity lies, because that conversation is on the tip of the tongue. On the tip of the tongue, 在舌尖上，抽象意思表话到嘴边呼之欲出。我们再来拓展一个词链哈， the tip of the iceberg, 冰山一角。汉语之中的冰山一角其实表达的是相同的含义，指的是非常大的事物只显露出很小的一部分。我们来看例句哈，比如说你现在所看到的这些问题只不过是冰山一角而已，还有很多更严重的后果会发生。The problems that you see here now are just the tip of the iceberg. There are numerous disasters waiting to happen. 那么 fame is a spot on the tip of your nose, 就是声望或者说名气呢，是你鼻尖上的一个点。Everyone sees it, 每个人都能看到。Except you, 只有你自己看不到。今天的活学活用呢，我们来试着用 the tip of the tongue, 舌尖，或者说话到嘴边，用这个词量来随意造一个句子。今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。I once had a writer say that fame is a spot on the tip of your nose. Everyone sees it, except you. 美音。I once heard a writer say that fame is a spot on the tip of your nose. Everyone sees it, except you. 今天早读就是这样了。 Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.